So I experienced some extremes out there. In the summer, it was so hot. Like, by so hot, I mean, you know, like well over the hundreds, with no shade to speak of. I mean, there's not a tree in sight as far as you can see. And so you're just this, felt like a sitting duck almost, right? Like it just completely raw and vulnerable and exposed. And on top of that, Wyoming is one of the windiest places I have ever been. And it's a kind of wind that doesn't stop. It's just, you know, ever. Like, these gusts of wind are so strong. And so that's also another kind of extreme where you just can't, being in that kind of space, it's really hard to concentrate. It's really hard to plan ahead. It's really hard to think about what just happened because you're just trying to stand upright. You're just trying to like push your body into the wind to try to move, you know, in that space. And it shifts and changes and billows in really unexpected ways. So the only thing I found myself able to do is just really focus on that present moment. And so it was challenging to try to stick to any kind of timeline or game plan that I had like figured out in a hotel room in the morning where I was in like, you know, completely safe conditions. All that got thrown away as soon as I was out there. The other extreme of it, I saw it in winter time too, and also late fall. So I tried to be out there like around the same times that the emigrants would have been. And when I was out there in the fall, it was in October, early October of 2019, a really freak cold front came in. And I was out there for a few days where it was 8 degrees. And that was, I was not prepared for 8 degrees. You know, I had a jacket and some long pants, but everything I read said it was going to be like somewhere in the 40s at night. And so being caught off guard like that was really, I don't know, I felt like it was an important experience to have because, you know, that's nature. You can't always be prepared for nature. You can't always be prepared for like typically in these seasons, this is what happens. You know, it's like anything can happen out there. And so being caught off guard, I think, made me feel just like a little tiny fraction of what it would have been like to actually be in one of those wagon trains and knowing that like every single day something unexpected probably happened and how you negotiate that or continue forward, you know, with just so many unexpected things. It makes you really present. And I think that's a really important experience to have. And it's not so easy to do.